This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, according to a new poll, it looks like immigration actually tops inflation and the economy overall as being important to voters, as being, you know, one of the most important things that's going on. So meanwhile, New York City is starting to hand out prepaid debit cards to migrants. So you tell me, folks, what memo are the Democrat Party elite not getting? Well, let me rephrase that. No, I don't think they care about getting any memos. I think they care about imposing a policy and creating all kinds of havoc. That's why they tell you supporting Trump or wanting to vote for Trump or put Trump back in office, that's going to cause all the chaos. No, I think the problem is that they know that that will actually begin to put a stop to the chaos, my friends. So, folks, welcome to the program. Wednesday edition is here. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can also find out more about the program. You can check out our live links. By the way, we got our great live links there from GCN. The Wizards at GCN have put together a wonderful live link for us that plays the program when we're live and then begins to repeat the program once we go off the air for the morning. And you can listen to the program all throughout the day on that same link. So it is pretty cool. So we definitely want you to go over there and check it out. And once again, thanks to everybody listening along the GCN network this morning. And folks, we have a lot to tell you about, a lot to talk about on this Wednesday edition. But of course, we want to start this hour with a quick recap here of what happened in Baltimore. This story began to break yesterday morning, of course, and when we found out about it, we began to try to get as much information as possible. Of course, it was in the dead of night. It was dark. It was something that we just had information kind of trickling out. Today, of course, we have a lot more to work with. We understand at least six people are presumed dead. These were road workers, evidently working on the bridge at that time, fixing potholes in the road. They are now presumed dead. They've turned this into a recovery operation after they suspended the rescue operation many hours earlier. But folks, what a terrible tragedy this was. A lot of speculation at that time, too, as to what had transpired, why it occurred the way that it did. Now we understand that the ship apparently lost power. There was a Mayday signal that was sent out allowing authorities to try to begin to stop the traffic going across the bridge. And, of course, they did as much as they possibly could. But the bridge came right down all in one fell swoop, basically, after this container ship, the Dolly, Singapore-flagged vessel, ran right smack dab into the one of the support pylons. And again, it does beg the question exactly, you know, why did this damage occur the way that it did? Yes, it was massive, massive ship running into the support column. It's, you know, almost anybody's guess at that point what would happen when that much weight and mass comes in contact with the support column. But a lot of people are wondering, again, could any of this been prevented? And certainly it begs the question about other bridges across the country. What state are they in? What state was this bridge in, by the way, just prior to this total calamity? So all those are questions that are going to be answered moving forward. But it does bring up, of course, the idea of the infrastructure in our country and the things that we're spending money on that we seem to be able to spend money on very easily. But when it comes to infrastructure, that becomes a much harder thing to do. So, again, more of this is going to be made clear, and we're going to get more information as we do move forward. The economic impact on this is yet to be seen, but, of course, it's going to be disrupted at least for a short time as they begin to try to find ways of rerouting cargo in the immediate aftermath of this accident. And to what degree will have an effect on inflation? Very interesting article in Breitbart this morning about just that. Well, again, it will remain to be seen, but certainly any kind of disruption, and especially in Baltimore, among other things, but one of the primary things is the delivery of vehicles, automobiles, or what they call roll-on, roll-off cargo. Could be farm equipment as well, but that you know could begin to bottleneck some of these products basically reaching consumers, and that could affect auto prices and so forth. But again, it's very, very early in this process. The NTSB, of course, is involved very heavily, and also I think one of the great questions is going to be, why did this ship lose power, and to what extent are these ships? What checklists do they go through? What inspections do they have to do before they can start navigating through our harbors and our ports where these bridges are, obviously? So that's definitely something that's going to have to be seen. But as we begin this hour, hour number two of the program, and as we're getting ready to go out to our first break here, we also, of course, just want to say that our thoughts and our prayers and our condolences are with the families of those six people that have lost their lives in this terrible tragedy, and just what a horrible thing to be going through. And we just are going to be sending, as I said, our thoughts, our prayers, our good wishes, our condolences to them as they now begin to have to go through this particular time of mourning. So, but folks, stay right there because we are going to be coming back here in about two shakes, and we're going to continue on with the news of the day, especially the politics that's happening. Did you know that Karine Jean-Pierre actually hung up on a phone interview? I think they were kind of making her mad because they asked her a question that had a very simple answer. It was a question that did not require politicking. It didn't require grandstanding. It didn't require anything else other than a yes or a no. Very simple. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we are going to be right back.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You can hear me tapping on the desk there. I'm not sure if you can hear that. Well, folks, we are having fun, and it is Wednesday, the Wednesday edition. And it's Wednesday's kind of cool because, you know, you can start to see the weekend from here. And but that, of course, means we just got more of a great broadcast week ahead of us. And I just can't imagine all these different developments that we keep seeing. We mentioned last hour about Hamas is hailing the idea that the United States abstained from a vote in the UN Security Council for calling for a ceasefire. You know, it's honestly, you know, we don't need friends like Hamas. We don't need Hamas to say anything good about us. I'll tell you that much. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. Now, it wasn't all that long ago. I'm trying to recall, but it was about maybe a couple of two or three weeks ago. We had a clip from Karine Jean-Pierre from the press briefing room at the White House, where she was asked about the president, his condition, how he behaves, and things like that. And her go-to thing was to start talking about, oh, that's right, it was the cognitive test. It was the cognitive test that they were asking about. And it was a great question. Why doesn't the president just take a cognitive test and put all these things to rest? Just, you know, take the test, put it to rest. I mean, it even rhymes. I mean, they could have made it into a thing. They could have had a bunch of celebrities come in and say, he took the test and put it to rest. I mean, you know, they could do all this kind of stuff. But they're not doing it. See, that's the important takeaway here. They're not doing it because they know that they can't do it. They just can't do it. So she had this sort of thing of, well, he takes a cognitive test every day, and, you know, his doctors, they don't need to, they don't want to administer it. But that wasn't even the question. It wasn't even the point. You know, I'm telling you, if everybody out there in radio land was saying something's wrong with Kyle, we need to get him a cognitive test and so forth, you know, I mean, how do you shut down those kinds of rumors? Well, just take the cognitive test. I got no problem taking a cognitive test. You know, it's almost any politician would say, my opponent thinks that I'm losing it. Well, I'll go take that cognitive test. I'll take it right now, for goodness sake. And I'm just saying that this is exactly the way that you would quell this kind of thing, right? So she went on and on about how the president's been more successful. He's had the great 3 years. He's done so much. He's accomplished so much. Why does he have to take a cognitive test? Because he's been so successful as president. And again, that doesn't even enter into the question as to why doesn't the president just take a cognitive test? Very, very simple stuff. Well, she winds up on a radio program with Mark Garrison at WBT in Charlotte. And we have a brief clip here. I just want you to hear what she says. Now that I've given you this preview or this recitation of what she said before about the cognitive test, listen to this question. It's a great question. The question has a simple answer. The answer is yes or no. And even if the answer technically was yes, from her perspective, she could have just said no and moved on. And she didn't, because she decided to go start explaining everything again. And again, when you're explaining, you're losing. And this is a big loss, by the way, for KJP on this program. So let's listen in. It's very illustrative.
When I told a number of people that I was talking to you today, it was interesting, though. They all said, would you please just ask her, does the president have dementia? So before I move on from that, does he?
That, Mark, I can't even believe you're asking me this question. That is a incredibly offensive question to ask.
But you know people ask it.
No. You're taking us down this rabbit hole.
Stop right there. Stop right there. We're going to roll it back just a little bit. You see, again, this is a legitimate question that people have. She can call it offensive all she wants. You know, if somebody says, hey, does your friend Bill have dementia? And you go, no, Bill doesn't have dementia. I've never seen Bill exhibit dementia signs. I'd say the answer to that would be no, clearly no. And you know, in other words, you might think it's odd that somebody might ask you that, but I'm just trying to give a different example here. All she had to say is, no, the president doesn't. Next question, please. But then she has to get all upset, right? She has to start getting all bent out of shape. She has to start steamrolling over the whole thing. You're taking us down this rabbit hole. And that to me, folks, brings up the old line of Shakespeare, right? Methinks thou dost protest too much. And it's always a giveaway. It's always a tell. Protesting too much about something like this. So let's roll that back a little bit and continue.
People ask it.
No. You're taking us down this rabbit hole. Let me be very clear about this. For the past several years, the president's physician has laid out very in a comprehensive way the president's health. This is a president, if you watch him every day, if you really pay attention to his record and what he has done, you will see exactly how
his
focused
record.
He's been on the American people, how historic his actions have been. And so I'm
actions.
Not even going to truly, truly, really, you know, take the premise of your question. I think it is incredibly insulting, and so we can move on to the next question.
Gas prices.
There you have. My goodness. Again, this is almost verbatim, at least conceptually, it's verbatim to what she said basically when there was the question of, well, just take the cognitive test and be done with it. There wasn't even a question, does he have dementia? And that's pretty bold, you know. It's a pretty great question, by the way. And she really flubbed it. She didn't do very well at all. Because, again, it just becomes this thing of, well, it's going to be, it's too much. It's way, way, way too much. But that's the way this goes. And we all know something's wrong. We all saw what happened at the State of the Union address. That was a different Joe Biden than we see when he was saying, now, let me tell you, I'm getting ready to go to North Carolina, but I've been over that bridge many times. I commuted by train and by car. You know, what? Okay, but that's the sort of the sleepier Joe that we all sort of know throughout the regular work week, basically. And the State of the Union was a strange, bizarre, weird event that happened. But again, this is part and parcel. Karine Jean-Pierre, she had a much better. She did eventually say next question. But to go off the way that she did, you know, just shows that this is not at all, something that they're prepared for. They got to steamroll over you if you have any doubt whatsoever that Joe Biden's not strong, virile, that he's not Joe Biden the wise. His advanced age is actually an asset. And again, it doesn't matter. The age factor in and of itself is not really the only factor or even the deciding factor. But it's how people age and how Joe Biden has comported himself. It's not about some record that they think is fantastic, right? It's not about the record per se, because nobody actually even believes that Joe Biden is sitting there behind the Resolute desk, calling people in, making decisions, getting into the details, the granular level of anything, and really becoming, you know, some policy wonk about what are we working on today? I hate to say it. It's like he doesn't know which way to go off the stage. And that, my friends, is something everybody sees. So they have to keep up this whole charade the entire time. And the American people do deserve better. They do deserve to know exactly what's happening. And because the stakes couldn't be higher. Literally, you know, we hear about this is the most crucial election ever. Well, it's really true. This is the most crucial election ever, because what comes after it may determine whether or not we get into another world war, or whether or not the economy will collapse. I mean, all these different things are happening. And folks, we gotta get things back in order. I'll tell you what, stay right there. We are coming right back, Kyle Warren with you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. President Biden says the federal government will cover the costs of rebuilding Baltimore's Key Bridge, which collapsed following a collision with a cargo ship overnight.
We're going to spend all the federal resources they need as we respond to this emergency.
Biden called the event a tragic accident and said there's no evidence to suggest any deliberate wrongdoing. Following its debut on Wall Street Tuesday morning under the ticker symbol DJT, shares in former President Trump's social media companies surged by over 50%. Reports indicate that Trump's net worth skyrocketed to $6.5 billion following the surge in stock price. For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made that ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You can never know what it's like. Your blood like winter, freezing just like ice. And there's a cold and lonely light that shines from you.
All right, Wednesday edition continues. Welcome to everybody, of course, listening to the program this morning. Listening on AM 860 The Answer, 930 WLSS, of course. Everybody along the GCN network. Everybody at 710 KNUS in Denver. That's area with driver Ron, of course, Aaron in Denver. We always love to hear from Aaron when he calls in. It's really great, folks. Again, the reach of the program is extending, and we're really happy to hear from people from all over. We hear from people, of course, up in Seattle. We got listener Joan up in Seattle. We got Richard the Marine near on the central coast of Oregon, his vantage point, as we like to say, on the central coast of Oregon. We got, what was the other night? We got a great call from, I think it was Carlos in Puerto Rico. We got a great call. And so we just seem to be getting calls. And by the way, don't forget, up in New York City, we've got John and Nyack, who calls the program. We've also got Frederick up in NYC. He sent us a great message. I'll be mentioning that here in just a little bit. And we've also got all kinds of great people that are starting to call the show on a regular basis. So we really appreciate it. And speaking of that, I don't know. I say it here. It comes out there. We've got Backgammon Bob just calling into the program this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up a question I didn't get a chance to ask the other night.
Okay.
Should Biden be prosecuted after he leaves office to avoid setting a precedent for this kind of presidential behavior in the future?
So, there's a lot of different stuff he's done. What specifically do you think they would hone in on?
Whatever all the different things that he's caused problems with, ignoring the Constitution, mm-hmm. not to mention not to mention the other crimes that he's done in office, too. And that's why, and this would also in the future would conceivably create deterrence for presidents in the future doing this type of things also.
Well, right. Well, generally speaking, in the immediate time, there you have the remedy of impeachment. And this is why what's happening with President Trump right now is going to be so very important, especially with the Supreme Court looking into and making some kind of decision on to what extent there is immunity for a sitting president, of course, or a former president in this case, and how all that
will work out. I know that Trump is well ahead in the polls, but I worry about all the conceivable things that can happen to him. And from what I understand, and maybe you can verify if this is true or not, Ken, in some of these states, can a person simply go up and say, I am a citizen, and so they can vote. They say, simply all they have to do is swear, and rather than having to prove they're a citizen, just say, I'm a citizen, and then they let them vote.
I think in some cases, even here in California, you can go to the polls on election day, as I understand it, and simply say, I need to vote, I am a citizen here, I want to vote. But they will give you a provisional ballot. That may be one way of doing that. They would call it a provisional ballot that would likely have to be verified.
Meaning it's subject to, by provisional, you mean it's subject to verification
exactly,
in the future?
Exactly. So, and again, a lot of these things are done under the auspices or at least the rubric of trying to say, you know, we don't want to keep anybody from voting who wants to vote. That's sort of the angle that the left also uses, as opposed to having things like you have to register to vote and we give you ample time to do it. And there you have to have some responsibility. Right. You have to have some kind of activity to go and actually be a good citizen and not just show up at the last minute and go, I don't know how any of this works, but I'm going to cast my vote. You know, it seems a little weird.
I think there should be biometric proof of being a voter. In other words, you have to have be ID'd, and then when you go to vote, you have to, it can use facial recognition, fingerprints, all kinds of biometric that they can prove the people who they are, say they are.
Well, you have to do that in order to get on an airplane in so many ways, right? You have to be able to prove who you are. And the idea of voting is very sensitive because it's central to our form of government. But there are those who would say, well, then that's going to lead to suppression. I'm not so sure about that, though, because, again, if I want to get in my car and drive somewhere, I do need to be able to show that I have a license, I have insurance, this kind of thing. Although the two are not exactly the same thing, you know, driving is a privilege, really not a right. But at the same time, in order to curb fraud, I'll tell you this, Beck Ammon Bob, if the fraud always seemed to lean towards the Republicans, you better believe the Democrats would be saying, we got to get some voter ID happening right now. Because it's to their advantage right now to not do anything like that.
I got one question about I'll say a question or a thing. I noticed that on the people calling in, myself included, we're able to get in by calling in ahead of time. In other words, if the segment begins on the half hour, we call in ahead and get in the queue. And I think this might not be the best system because what happens is you get the same callers over and over again because they know how to. Why not just let people call, just have it a drop dead? In other words, first caller in. When the next, let's say on the half hour, first caller comes in, you just take the callers in order from that time. Don't let people get online ahead of time and be in the queue. That way the people that know how to gimmick the system, so to speak, always are able to get in.
Okay.
What do you think?
I appreciate the suggestion. Yeah, we'll definitely. Well, we always try to get callers onto the air as best as we can and make sure that everybody has an opportunity and so forth. But
yeah,
I appreciate
but what happens is you have the same callers over and over again, and some of these people, they just ramble on and on and on about something that happened, you know.
Yeah.
And they take up the whole segment, and then other people that might have a good comment or question get excluded because of the fact that these people are not managed correctly.
Well, I sure appreciate your suggestion, Bob, and I know that we'll be talking again real soon. But, yeah,
all right,
absolutely.
Well, thanks a lot, Kyle. I appreciate it, and I'll talk to you later on.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Thank you, Beck Ammon Bob. All right. Well, folks, you know, I appreciate Backgam and Bob's suggestion and his viewpoint very, very much. You know, we did get another message earlier, of course. I mentioned Frederick up in New York City. He says, good morning, Kyle. Thank you, as always, for your work and great analysis. He says, I'd like to send prayers and condolences to NYPD officer Jonathan Diller, who was gunned down during a routine traffic stop in Queens yesterday by a 21-time repeat offender. God bless our men and women in blue. Absolutely. And, Frederick, I join with you, and I know that everybody listening to the program this morning joins with you as well. And again, yes, this did happen in Queens, a community in Queens, far Rockaway, I believe. NYPD and a young family are all mourning the loss of Officer Jonathan Diller. This from ABC News. Diller, 31, who lived in Massapequa Park with his wife Stephanie and nearly one-year-old son, joined NYPD in February of 2021. Authorities say Diller and another officer were conducting a traffic stop on Mott Avenue around 5:45 p.m. on Monday. The NYPD critical response team has been focusing on cars with fake plates, illegal tents, or other quality of life issues. NYPD officials say the officers stopped the vehicle, which had two men inside, because it was parked at a bus stop illegally. Investigators believe they were casing a nearby T-Mobile store. When officers asked the individuals to step out of the vehicle, the suspect in the passenger seat refused and pointed a gun at the officers. Guy Rivera, 34, is accused of shooting Diller, who was struck in the torso just below his bullet-resistant vest. Officers say Diller's partner then fired at Rivera, striking him in the back. Diller was rushed to Jamaica Hospital in critical condition and later died. His remains removed from Jamaica Hospital on Monday night to be taken to the medical examiner's office. Hundreds of officers stood at attention, along with Diller's family, accompanied by the police commissioner Edward Caban, as they stood crying nearby. Folks, again, this is a terrible, terrible thing. I appreciate Frederick's message very much because, yes, every single time one of our great heroes falls, you know, we want to take note of it. We want to remember what their sacrifice was. And it takes a lot, my friends. It takes a lot to get up in the morning, put on that uniform, kiss your family, you know, goodbye that day and say, you know, I'll see you later on. And then to go out into to the patrol, to the community, and you don't know that you're coming back. And this is one of those times. So we're going to join with everybody in the area there, everybody who had an issue, I should say, everybody who had an involvement with this very, very brave hero police officer, Jonathan Diller. Folks, stay right there. We are going to come right back.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
People say I'm crazy.
Yeah, sometimes they do. But folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is Wednesday. And Wednesdays can be pretty interesting, that's to say the least. But we do have a lot more to tell you about and talk about as we go through the program this morning. In just a little bit, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon from Founders Code. com, and we'll, of course, open up the telephone lines for Denise at the bottom of next hour, and so we hope to hear from you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. And by the way, this from James in Clearwater. This came in on our direct message line here. He says, now you know why they have banned Shakespeare as well as Aesop's Fables. Both focus on morals as well as exploring in depth the true state of the human condition. Heaven forbid students learn stories based on intelligence and common sense. Again, thank you, James and Clearwater, listening on AM 860, The Answer this morning. And, yeah, I think that it's in reference to me saying about Corinne Jean-Pierre, you know, the old Shakespeare line, me thinks thou dost protest too much, you know, that kind of thing. But, yeah, when she was just steamrolling over this radio host who had the audacity to say, look, listeners have asked me, people are asking me, they know I'm going to talk to you, does the president have dementia? Now, she could have just said no and just let it go at that, you know, or she could have said, well, he's not been diagnosed with such a thing, but they can't even say such a thing. Because that's going to open up even more questions. So they, like, who examined it? Why is there no diagnosis? Go on and on. But that's why they have to steamroll. But I appreciate what James is saying very much. Yeah, that's right. Because if you can't explore the human condition and you can't know, you know, what's going on in the heart of people, why their motivations are the way they are, why they react the way they do. And Shakespeare, Aesop's fables and so forth, yeah, they sort of give a window into those kinds of things. You know, just as a very great drama might do in modern times, but somehow these more classic versions seem to be able to have some more unvarnished truth sometimes. So, James, I appreciate it so very much. All right, you know who else we appreciate is Driver Ron, who wrote in earlier today about the Rewind Wednesday for our songs this morning. And his first suggestion, of course, was Gloria from 1982. He says, my second request would be Infatuation from 1984 by Rod Stewart. He says, a great song I requested around last Thanksgiving. That's right. I don't know. I have to look back and see if we did, in fact, play it, Ron. But it's actually one of my favorite Rod Stewart songs of all time. It's really cool. It's got some great arrangements to it, and it's called Infatuation. Rod Stewart, it's hard for him to make a bad record, so here we go, Infatuation. Infatuation, that's my favorite lick in the song right there, by the way. Jeff Beck, I believe, on guitar on that one. And definitely one of Rod Stewart's great contributions later on in his career, of course. And that song's got a great horn section arrangement there. And it definitely's got a lot of kick to it. And so that's what I'll say about that. So thank you again to Driver Ron for a great request this morning. And, of course, these songs, folks, they're designed to do one thing, and do it very well, by the way, and that is to keep you moving through the overnight hours, whatever you're doing. If you're driving a big rig, if you're making deliveries, if you are in law enforcement, if you're a first responder, whatever it is that you're doing, you're working a shift, you're up with us through the wee hours of the morning, it's our great pleasure and our privilege and our sacred duty to make sure that you keep going through the night. Well, I'll tell you what, we've reached that portion of the program where we get to talk with our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Welcome, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Well, as always, there's a lot going on. About this time last night, we were starting to get word about what was happening in Baltimore. We know a lot more today. We'll talk a little bit more about it, of course, after the top of the hour break. But what do you think, first of all, briefly here, what do you think about this gag order that has now been imposed on Donald Trump?
I kind of expected it, to be honest with you. Whatever. I mean, they've done it to him before. But I mean, Trump's gonna roll with it. You know, he'll say what he thinks he's a can say that will be within the order, and not say what is in the order. So I mean, it's disgusting, but we are where we are.
Indeed, indeed. And then also, what do you think about what's happening? You know, Hamas has now, you know, basically said we're, you know, I'm just paraphrasing here, they're super happy about the changes they're seeing in the American administration policy towards Israel and some of these things. And, of course, the U.N. Security Council a resolution as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the abstention there. So, I don't know, it just seems to me, Denise, that if Hamas starts singing your praises for whatever reason, you're probably doing the wrong thing.
Well, and Sinwar, who's the one that they're really after, he was the one that was jumping up and down and waving his hands and dancing. Where? From Iran, of all places. So.
Indeed. Indeed. Uh-huh. Yeah, it really, you know, these things are so obvious, you know, but we understand why they get the propaganda value that they do, and why people glom on to these agendas. But to the common sense person, it just seems like, you know, why lay the foundations for ongoing a conflict like this?
I think it's bigger than the votes over, you know, in say the Palestinians in Michigan or New York, wherever they may be, that they're trying to protect the pro-Palestinian crowd. I think it's much bigger than that, because Mahmoud Abbas, who is the head of the Palestinian Authority, is worth billions. In fact, has his own airplane.
Wow.
Uh-huh. I think the money is coming from other channels.
I think you're right about that. Denise, stay right there. Folks, we are coming right back right after the top of the hour news. Hour number two, now, in the books.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.